sorry, that's the light up close. I took a couple of joints out of a jar in the fridge. This is not a true story. I took a couple of joints, again, out of a jar in the fridge. We smoked them and we didn't really move, not for what seemed like hours. It felt unnatural when we lifted our hands to smoke or shifted our legs. The only thing that felt easy was talking. She asked me what I did for a living, who my parents were, what they did. Things you never really ask when you're in a club. I told her I was an ad man, just like my father had been. Remember that TV spot where a girl walks into a bar full of men and orders the non-alcoholic beer? Or that snack collection commercial where the female candidate confesses that she's just a woman and isn't really fit to run the country? All my father's. But talking about it that way somehow made it mine, as if I could inherit things like that instead of money. When I grew tired of talking, Andy asked me to take her home. We were both exhausted, though the weed had done much to make us forget what had happened earlier. It was still dark outside. It was maybe 4 a.m. when we stepped out of the apartment into the thick smoke of last night's firecrackers, holding our breath until we got back into my car. There were clusters of people out on the streets drinking gin and beer and lighting up whatever firecrackers were left. I thought I could hear each band go off separately. We saw a couple of punks at the intersection ahead lighting up some stuff, waiting to toss it under our car as we drove past. The shape appeared in front of us like it was formed out of fog, an SUV in a straight path toward us. I saw Hill Gordon at the wheel, his face briefly lit by the splash of headlights across his windshield. His elbow rose at the last second to shield his face and swerve at the same time. He fishtailed and his rear flank spun toward us. I thought about my mother, who never had to work a day in her life until my father died from all sorts of complications following a stroke. It followed a long night of work, following a successful pitch, following a long wished for promotion. Which is why I drove his car, the only thing he had passed on to me for 14 years before I earned the company car plan. I drove my mother around, to the grocery, to the mall where she watched one movie a week, to my aunt's office in Legazpi Village where she did part-time work. And my mother kept reminding me to drive carefully, reaching over to knock on the speedometer loudly whenever I went over whatever speed limit she had in mind at the time, because she was sitting in what she called the death seat. The kind of catchy phrase my father would have invented to scare enough shit out of people to make them want to buy whatever he was selling. Hand cream because chores caused sores, mouthwash because gingivitis would eat up your gums, disinfectant soap because things have consequences and your conscience would never forgive you. Thank you.